It is a joy to be here with you again.
非常喜乐与大家在一起。
I don't know how many of you realize, but this is our fourth year.
大家是不是知道啊？我这是第四次到大家当中。
Even our brother Freedom didn't remember it was the fourth year till I told him.
朱弟兄好像都没有记得，这是已经是第四年了。
It is quite a privilege to be among you again.
是何等的特权，我们能够聚集在一起。
Now there is one rumor I need to quell.
有一个谣传。
Our brother, we have the privilege of Jeffrey and Catherine Pittman being with us as well.
这次呢，有一起我们一起聚会的另两位的弟兄姊妹在我们当中。
They also meet with us in Richmond, Virginia.
他们也和我在弗吉尼亚的 Richmond 的一块聚会。
But we are no relation.
我们是没有亲戚关系的。
Everybody thinks he's my son.
很多人认为他呢是我的儿子。
He is my son in the Lord.
他是我们在主里面的一同是有亲戚。
One sister one day came from another fellowship to be with us.
有一次呢，我们有个姊妹到我们当中。
And Jeffrey gave quite a word from the Lord.
Jeffrey 弟兄呢也分享到神的话。
And after he gave that word, the sister came up to me after the meeting.
分享以后呢，就这个姊妹就到我面前。
And she said, "Brother Kenny, you must be so proud of your son."
这姊妹就说呢，Kenny 弟兄，你实在是应该给你的儿子感到自豪。
I said, I'm very proud of him, but he's not my son.
我说呢，我非常自豪，但是他不是我的儿子。
And I told her he was my son in the Lord.
我说呢，他是我在主里面的儿子。
So Jeffrey and Catherine, Linda and myself, and we even have Bonnie and Gail from Richmond, so we're overwhelming you.
我们这次呢，是有六位的弟兄姊妹从弗吉尼亚那边过来。有 Jeffrey, 有 Catherine, 有 Linda, 还有 Kenny 弟兄，还有两位弟兄姊妹在我们当中。
Yeah, Gail and Bonnie, did you get that?
他们名字是 Gail 和 Bonnie。
We don't want to forget Gail and Bonnie. Well, if you could turn with me in the Word of God, I'd like to begin reading in Matthew chapter 28.
我们一起翻到马太福音第二十八章。
This is verses 16 to 20.
16到20节。
I'll read these verses and then our brother will read them. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they did homage to him, but some doubted.And Jesus coming up spoke to them, saying, All power has been given to me in heaven and upon earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them to the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you. And behold, I am with you all the days.Until the completion of the age.
马太福音二十八章十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。”凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Then I would like to read also in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章。
This is when the Lord finished speaking the parables.
这是主耶稣讲到比喻以后。
I'll read from the American Standard Version 1901.
我会读到一个1901年的一个英文版本。
Verse 51 says this.
51节。
The Lord said, Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea.
耶稣说这一切的话你们都明白了吗？ 他们说我们明白了。第五十一节。
And this verse 52, and he said unto them, therefore every scribe who hath been made a disciple to the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder who bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old.
五十二节，他说，凡文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
In verse 53 says this, And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence.
53节，耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里。
I want you to notice in the first set of verses we read in Matthew 28.
我想大家注意到，在马太福音我们第一处的28章中。
The phrase says, and make disciples of all nations.
那里讲到使万民做我的门徒。
I want you to notice what the Lord said in verse 52 of Matthew 13.
在马太福音第十三章这个五十二节中讲到。
Every scribe who has been made a disciple.
讲到凡文士受教做天国的门徒。
Now turn in John's Gospel.
我们翻到约翰福音。
Chapter 4,
第四章,
verses 1 and 2.
第一、第二节。
When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus makes and baptizes more disciples than John. However, Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples.
第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
Notice what it says. Jesus makes and baptizes more disciples than John.
这里讲到主耶稣收门徒比施洗约翰还要多。
And finally, turn back to Matthew again, chapter 4.
再翻到马太福音第四章。
These are the words to Peter.
这是主对彼得所说的话。
Verses 18 and 19.
第十八、十九节。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says to them, Come after me, and I will make you.Fishers of men.
十八节，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Notice what he says to Peter.
主这里怎么对彼得说呢
？He says, "I will make you."
主说我要叫你们
That is the promise.
这是一个应许
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告
Lord, we have read your word.
主我们读到你的话
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵就是生命
We are utterly dependent upon the Holy Spirit to speak to us tonight.
我们完全的仰望圣灵向我们讲话
We pray you will do what man cannot do.
我们祷告你做人所不能做的。
You will breathe upon your word.
你要对你的话吹气。
And you will open your word.
你要把你的话打开。
And you will reveal to us what your word is saying.
你要向我们展示你话语所说的。
Lord, like Peter, we have to say, to whom shall we go?
像彼得一样，我们要说，我们要跟从谁呢？
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
So, Lord, we ask you to speak.
主啊，我们求你来向我们讲话。
If you don't speak, our time is wasted.
若是你不讲话，我们就在浪费时间。
But if you speak by your spirit, we will be greatly helped.
但是主，你要借着你灵向我们讲话，我们就会得到很大的收益。
So we ask you to do that in Jesus' name.
我们求你这样来行，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Bless the Lord.
赞美主。
Our brother Freedom asked me last year at the conference to consider coming back to Newark.
朱弟兄呢，去年就给我在会议的时候就讲到我今年要再来。
And I told my brother I'd pray about it.
我对我们的朱弟兄讲，我也会为此祷告。
And he said, seek for what the Lord has on his heart.
他说呢，你来寻求主的心里要讲什么话。
And I did. I began to pray and ask the Lord, did he want me to go? And what did he have on his heart?
我确实为此祷告，而且求主把他的话呢赐给我。
And this one phrase seemed to come to my spirit.
有一个词就在我的灵里面常常出现。
And that was this phrase, making disciples.
那就是使人做主的门徒。
This is the burden that the Lord impressed me with.
这是我心里的负担。
Over and over.
一直的是这样。
I couldn't get away from it.
我没有办法脱离。
Every time I prayed about Newark,
我每次在对纽瓦克这边祷告的时候
this phrase came to my spirit.
这个词就在我的灵里面出现
Making disciples.
做主的门徒
I hope you noticed it in all the verses that we read.
你可能已经注意到我们读的这些经文
I believe this burden is very much upon the Lord's heart.
这个负担也是在主的心里面
I think he is looking for people.
我想主是在找他这样的人
that he can reveal himself to
他可以把他自己向他们开启
and that in the end he can make into his disciples
到后来他可以把他们做成主的门徒
to those he will entrust his testimony
那些他交付给他的自己的见证的那些人
to those he will reveal himself
他会向他们展示他自己
To those he will fulfill his purpose.
他要把他自己的目的在这些人当中展示。
That is why I believe it is very critical, this phrase, making disciples.
这就是我为什么我实在相信这个做主的门徒非常的重要。
Now as I began to pray about this, three initial impressions were upon my heart.
在我为此祷告的时候呢，有三个起初的这样的印象。
First of all, the call to discipleship is beyond the initial call to believe.
第一个印象就是这个要做门徒的呼召呢，是超过我们的起初得救的呼召。
Many of us believe in the Lord Jesus.
很多人相信主耶稣。
And if you believe in the Lord Jesus, there is a promise.
你相信主耶稣就有一个应许。
All that believe in the Lord Jesus will have eternal life.
只有相信主耶稣才有永生。
He'll never take it away.
他不会把这个给你拿走。
It is the free gift of grace.
这是恩典的一个白白的礼物。
But there's something beyond the call to believe.
但是呢，超过这个只是相信。
And that's the call to discipleship.
那就是要主呼召我们做门徒。
It is distinctly different.
是非常不一样的。
Conversion precedes discipleship.
我们得救是在我们做门徒之前。
Before you can ever think of becoming a disciple,
在你做门徒之前
you must be a believer.
你必须相信。
You must be born again.
你必须已经重生得救。
But after you're born of the Spirit of God,
但是你从灵而得重生以后
there is a further call.
有一个另一个呼召
A deeper call
更深的呼召
And that is the call to come follow him and be his disciple
那就是要来跟从主做他的门徒
This is the initial impression that was upon my heart
这是我第一个起初的印象
Second thing about discipleship is this
第二个关于门徒的这样的印象
Discipleship is an optional calling that not everyone responds to
做门徒呢是一个神给我们的一个选择不是每个人都愿意这样做。
Yeah, I don't want to confuse anyone in this room.
我不想使大家混淆。
I don't believe for a moment that is God's heart.
但是我不相信这是神的心意。
But we have separated this into two things.
我们常常把这个分成两部分。
We have separated into believing and just being and being a disciple.
我们常常把相信和做门徒分开。
The Lord wants to challenge every believer.
但是主要来挑战每一个信徒。
That he goes the full way with him.
他要使我们走到底。
And every believer is intended to be a disciple.
每一个信徒就应该神的定义当中要做门徒。
I think in one way this separation is man's thought.
我相信这个是人所这样的一个分别。
It's never God's heart.
不是在神的心意中把这两个分开。
I think it's sort of like in the Old Testament. There's an illustration.
在旧约中有一个例子。
God's intention was that every one of the children of Israel be a priest.
神的心意是这个以色列的这些百姓呢都成为神的祭司。
But you know the story. Not everyone responded to that call.
你知道这个故事就讲到，不是每一个人都是这样的答应这样的呼召。
So ultimately, one family, the sons of Aaron, became the priest.
最后呢，只是亚伦的后裔做了祭司。
And the sons of Levi served the house.
是利未做了这个做了利未支派的人。
But everyone was called to be a priest.
但是每一个人呢，起初呢，神是要每一个人都做祭司。
I believe in this way, it is optional.
我相信呢，这个好像是我们的选择。
The whole thing hinges on will we respond.
这个关键是我们如何来反应。
Brother Oswald Chambers helped me a lot with this.
有一个弟兄呢 ，Oswald Chamber 对我有帮助。
He said when it comes to discipleship,
他说。讲到做门徒这件事
The Lord never said you must.
主从来不说你必须
He said do remember the ifs of God.
但是你要特别记住神那些假如
Look at Luke 14 verses 26 and 27.
路加福音14章
This is one of the hard sayings of the Lord Jesus.
路加福音14章
Many people read this verse and shake these verses and shake their head.
有很多人呢，在读到这时候就会摇头，觉得很难。
They think, "Oh, what on earth could it mean?"
这到底到底是怎么回事
？But this is about those if they will respond.
这些就是讲到那些主说的，假如你来答应主的呼召。
If any man come to me and shall not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple.
路加福音十四章二十六节，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
That word if is a huge word.
这里面有个若是一个很大的字眼。
Will we respond to the call of discipleship?
我们要不要答应主对我们做门徒的这样的呼召
Or will we only believe in the Lord Jesus and take eternal life?
我们只是停留在我们信主得永生。
This is the burden the Lord has pressed me with.
这是主给我的一个心里的负担。
I believe the difference is simple.
我相信这个区别是很简单的。
The disciple is constrained by the love of God to give all.
这门徒就是在神爱的激励下要完全的摆上。
It's an impossible calling.
这是一个不可能的呼召。
Who can give all?
谁能够把一切都放弃
？Who would dare give all?
谁敢把一切都放弃
？Who would put the love of the Lord Jesus above every other love?
谁能够把耶稣基督的爱放在一切爱的之上
？Only the one who is constrained by the love of God.
只有被神的爱所激励的那些人。
Listen to verses in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书
，Chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
第五章十四节十五节。
It says this.
这样讲到。
For the love of Christ constrains us.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
Having judged this, that one died for all, then all have died. And he died for all, that all who live should no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised.
因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Brothers and sisters, that's the difference.
弟兄姊妹，这就是区别。
Has the love of God constrained us?
基督的爱有没有激励我们
？Has the love of God gotten hold of us?
基督的爱有没有抓住我们
？Has the love of God apprehended us?
基督的爱有没有来吸引我们？
till we can say like this impossible verse, no other love before us?
我们可以对着这一个不可能的经节说，没有其他的爱。
This is what it means to be called a disciple.
这就是讲到什么叫做门徒。
You know, discipleship is voluntary.
门徒是自愿的。
You will never be forced to be a disciple.
你不会被神强迫你做门徒。
But if the love of God gets a hold of you, you can't help but be a disciple.
但是若是基督的爱抓住你，你就没有办法脱离，你只能做神。
It's an all volunteer army.
是一个这个自愿的军队。
You know, in the U.S. now, we have an all-volunteer army.
在美国这里，我们都是志愿军。
It wasn't always the case.
不是总是这样的。
When I was a young man,
我年轻的时候，
they used to have what we call the draft.
常常讲到是一些征兵。
I remember I was in college and they were drafting us young men to go to Vietnam.
我在读大学的时候，那个时候他们就征兵到越南去打仗。
It was a fearful thought to me to go to Vietnam.
我想到去越南我就很害怕。
But then they changed it.
以后他就这个法律就改变了。
They made the U.S. an all-volunteer army.
他们就改变成所有的这个军队都是自愿的。
Being a disciple is an all-volunteer army.
做主的门徒也是这样的志愿的军队。
It is not demanded.
不是主特别强迫你。
It is compelled by the love of God.
乃是基督的爱激励我们。
This is what the secret is.
这就是一个秘诀。
People will ask, why do some follow and others not?
有人就会问，为什么有些跟随主，有些就没有？
Somehow, the love of God gets a hold of them.
我想是因为基督的爱抓住那些人。
Somehow, they get deeply touched in their spirit.
基督的爱就来使他们的灵得到感动。
And they see how he gave everything for them.
他们看到主为我们舍去一切。
And they can't help but by the Spirit of God to give everything to him.
他们就没有办法不把自己完全的交给主。
This is the second impression.
这是我第二个印象。
The third impression is this.
第三个印象。
Disciples are not born, they are made.
门徒不是生来就是门徒，而是训练出来的。
I was telling Brother Tom during the meal.
我和Tom弟兄周刚弟兄在一起的时候。
That I'm a football fan.
在吃饭的时候，我说我是一个足球的迷。
It was only because another sister brought up the Super Bowl in our conversation.
是因为有一个姊妹提到这个足球的这个 Super Bowl.
And I don't know, I told her I missed the Super Bowl, as a matter of fact. I was at a brother's meeting.
我说我是在一个弟兄的一个聚会当中，我就没有看到这个 Super Bowl.
But the Super Bowl, I don't know if any of you know this, the Super Bowl trophy is called the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
这个最后的这个奖品呢，是一个叫 Vince Lombardi 这样的一个
That's hard to translate, isn't it?
一个奖品。
He was the famous coach of the Green Bay Packers and the Hall of Fame coach.
他是一个非常有名的教练啊，是在美国赫赫有名。
He made this extraordinary statement.
他有讲到这样的一件。
He said, "Leaders aren't born; they are made."
他是讲到这个领导，有领导的人，领导才能的人呢，不是生来就有，而是。
And I believe when you look in the Word of God, you see the very same thing about disciples.
神在讲到门徒的时候，也是同样这样讲到。
It's a process.
是一个过程。
It's a transformative process.
是一个改变的一个过程。
The Lord gets a hold of us.
主把我们抓住。
And He begins to constrain us.
他就用爱来激励我们。
And then He begins to conform us.
他就把我们磨。
Then he begins to transform us.
把我们改变形象。
And in the end, the disciples like his master.
最后呢，这个门徒就像他的主人一样。
We are made disciples.
我们是训练出来做门徒。
Brother Stephen Kong said this.
我们江守道弟兄这样讲到。
In his little book, Disciple to Christ.
他有一本小书是讲到基督的门徒。
I don't know how many of you've read it.
你有没有读到这本书呢
？It is worth rereading.
是很值得一读。
He said the call of discipleship comes to all believers.
他讲到呢，对于门徒这个呼召是对所有信徒。
It's the word of the Lord to His own.
是主对他自己的儿女所讲的话。
Come after me.
他说讲到我这里来。
Listen to this.
请听。
He intends to remake us according to his image.
他是要照着他自己的形象来训练我们。
And to use us according to his purpose.
也按照他的旨意来使用我们。
Only in response to this.
我们对这次呼召来答应的时候。
Can we fulfill the destiny foreordained of God?
我们可以来实现神在我们身上所定的旨意。
Disciples are not made, are not born.
They're made. 不是生来就有，而是训练出来。
My son-in-law is a Marine.
我的女婿是一个陆军。
Or a former Marine, actually.
海军陆战队。
I don't know what you said, but it sounded good to me. He fought in the Iraq War.
他在伊拉克打过仗。
And the Marines have a saying.
这些军人呢是一样的。
The motto is Marines are not born, they are made.
这也是适合的，就是这些军人也不是生来就是，而是训练出来的。
They go through 12 of the toughest weeks of training known to man.
他们会经过12周人类所经历的最难的训练。
And during that training, they're transformed.
在这个训练过程中，他们就改变。
And they're conformed. They take civilians, ordinary civilians.
他们把这个平时的百姓。
And they transform them into the world's most elite fighting force.
把他们经过这十二周就变成了非常善于打仗的战士。
One said the most noble brotherhood.
就是非常的显赫的这样的弟兄。
But what I take from this is disciples. Disciples are the ones that are really made.
我是讲到的门徒也是这样训练出来的。
He takes ordinary people like you and me.
他把我们这些平常的人。
This is what somebody asked me what my burden really is.
有些人问我的负担是什么。
My burden is quite simple.
我的负担非常简单。
He chooses ordinary people like you and like me.
神就拣选我们这样像你我这样的平常的人。
And he calls them to himself.
他把我们带到他的面前。
And he transforms them and he conforms them.
他把我们改变，把我们改变。
And he makes them disciples.
他把我们变成这样门徒。
They become the most noble brotherhood.
就变成了那个非常有尊贵的这样的弟兄们。
This is the burden that's on my heart.
这是我心里的负担。
We will look at the life of the Apostle Peter.
我们会讲到使徒彼得的这样的经历。
I believe the story of Peter is a most encouraging story.
我相信呢，彼得的故事是最使人得激励的。
There's a lot that can be said about Peter.
有很多话我们可以讲到彼得。
There's a lot that is said in the Word of God about Peter.
确实，神的话也特别多的讲到彼得。
I don't know if you've ever noticed it about Peter.
你有没有注意到彼得？
But more is written about him than any other disciple.
圣经讲到他比讲到其他所有的这些门徒更多。
And that was always a puzzle to me.
对我来讲是有点的困惑。
Why is it that Peter's always the first to speak?
为什么彼得总是第一个讲话？
Why is he always the first to act?
为什么他是第一个就行动出来？
Why is he always the first to be listed among the apostles?
为什么他总是讲到门徒的时候，或者是使徒的时候，他是第一个提到？
Why is it he's always putting his foot in his mouth?
为什么他把他的脚放在嘴里？
Mistake after mistake.
总是一个错接着另一个错。
It seems the Lord corrects him time after time.
主实在是一次又一次的来改正他。
I thought, Lord, what is it with Peter?
我就对主说，彼得怎么回事？
And it seems to me that this one thing is true of Peter.
我们讲到彼得有一件是真实的。
He chooses this ordinary human being.
主就选这样彼得这样一个非常非常平常的人。
A fisherman.
是一个渔夫。
Full of flaws.
是有很多的错误。
And then he says, "This one I will make a disciple."
主就说，我要把这样的一个人变成门徒。
That's the encouragement to you and me.
这实在是可以激励你和我。
We're not all extraordinary people.
我们不是什么超群的人。
There may be some extraordinary people in this room.
可能我们中有一些是比较特别。
I would like to meet you if you would stay afterwards.
讲完了后来见我。
But I believe the Lord Jesus takes the ordinary people.
我相信主是用非常普通的人。
Lays hold of those ordinary people.
主就把他们抓住。
And makes those ordinary people into what he wants.
把他们变成主所要让他们成为的。
This is why when Peter was called,
这就是为什么彼得起初主呼召他的时候。
To be a disciple.
要成为一个门徒。
He said, come.
主说来
follow me
跟从我
but it didn't end there
但是主没有停在那里
he said I will make you fisher of men
我要使你得人如得鱼一样
the calling comes with a promise
主的呼召是有一个应许随着他
this is the lesson of Peter's life
这是彼得的一个功课
you know it's one thing to make a promiseIt's one thing for me to make a promise.
我来有一个应许是一回事。
It's another thing for God Himself to make a promise.
但是神要给我们应许就是不同。
Hebrews 6 verse 18 says, "For it is impossible for God to lie."
在希伯来书六章十八节就讲到神是没有办法说谎的。
Now you may come up to me and ask me to make you a promise.
你可能到我这来说你应许我。
And I can make you a promise.
我可能应许你一件事情。
But I may fail in that promise.
但是我的应许靠不住的。
God who is faithful made a promise to make Peter.
但是呢神是这个不会说谎的所以他就对彼得有一个应许。
And he never failed in that promise.
他不会背乎自己。
He who cannot lie.
他不会说谎也不会背乎自己。
It says in Hebrews 6, this ought to be to us strong encouragement.
这实在是在希伯来中讲的对我们是一个很大的一个激励。
That is the lesson of Peter's life.
这是彼得的这样的一个功课。
Well, this is the burden.The Lord placed upon my heart.
这是主在我心里的负担。
I hope something of it registers with you tonight.
我希望呢，我所讲的呢，在你心里有些反应。
There's three things we'll look at tonight.
今天晚上我们讲到三件事。
One, we need to understand the mission.
就是第一，我们要明白我们自己的使命。
Second, we need to understand the Maker.
第二，我们要认识到我们这个造物主是谁。
And third, we need to see the man.
我们第三点就是要看到那一位。
And I believe if we see these things, maybe we can come to some understanding about what it means to be made disciples.
我想我们要是明白这三点，我们就会帮助我们怎样做门徒。
Back to Matthew 28.
我们再翻到马太福音第28章。
I don't know if it's ever struck you the way Matthew concludes his gospel.
你对马太结束他的福音有没有这样的印象
？We call this the Great Commission.
我们常常讲到这里是大使命。
Often we think it's dealing with evangelism.
我们常常是讲到是觉得是传福音。
But if you look at it carefully, it's dealing with much more than evangelism.
但是若是我们仔细看呢，就是完超过传福音。
It tells us quite plainly what the thought is in Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20.
这里讲的非常的清楚，是马太福音28:16-20节。
Look at verse 19.
19节。
This was the single command of the Great Commission.
这里就是讲到这个大使命中的一个
使命。Go therefore and make disciples.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Now this word therefore is really doubtful in the original language.
这个所以啊，在起初的文中好像没有出现。
It simply means go make disciples.
这里就是讲到你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
This is the mission.
这就是我们的使命。
This is the great commission.
这是我们的大使命。
This was the last command.
这是主最后一个给我们的命令。
When the Lord appeared after his resurrection,
在主死里复活以后他显现的时候。
Those number of times,
有好多次。
He told them a number of things.
他讲了许多的事。
But Matthew chose to list this single mission and great command.
但是马太这里选的是只有这一个也就是大使命。
Go therefore and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
This is the same time in 1 Corinthians 15:6. It says that he appeared to the 500 all at once.
这里也是在哥林多前书十五章第六节，他也是讲到主一时向门徒们显现。
As he was about to leave the earth,
当他要离开复活升天的时候
，The Lord Jesus gathered that 500 together.
主就把那五百多个弟兄召集在一起。
And he said, "This is the single mission I leave with you."
主就说，这是我给你的一个唯一的一个大使命。
Go therefore and make disciples.
就是去使万民做我的门徒。
Now it includes other things.
有其他的事情在其中。
It includes baptism.
讲到施洗。
Baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
也讲到奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
It includes teaching.
也讲到教训。
It includes evangelism.
也讲到传福音。
It includes comfort. I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
也讲到神给我们的这样的一个扶持。
But as one brother put it, and I think rightly.
有一个弟兄他这样。
These things are all secondary.
这些事情都是第二位的。
There is a primary mission.
有一个最主要的。
And that primary mission is making disciples.
这个最主要的使命就是使万民做我的门徒。
This is what he's after.
这是主所要寻求的。
Do we understand our mission?
我们有没有明白我们的使命?
You know, in business or in the military,If you don't understand the mission, you fail.
我们做生意也好，或者是在军队中，我们要是不知道自己的使命，我们就会失败。
I am a businessman.
我是一个做生意的。
And one of the things years ago all businesses seemed to go through was making a mission statement.
在很多年以前呢，这些公司呢都是崇尚要做一个使命的宣言。
It was a short statement of fact.
就是讲到一个很短的一个事实。
That expressed in a single thought.
是一个思路。
Who you are and what you're about.
是你是谁你是做什么的。
The Lord Jesus, this was his mission statement.
这里面就是马太福音讲到是主的使命的宣言。
Go therefore.And make disciples of all nations.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
I believe this is such an important command.
我相信这是个非常重要的使命。
This is so important that we understand.
我们要了解这一点是非常重要的。
Now to make disciples, first of all, we need to understand what a disciple is.
我们要做门徒，我们首先要明白什么是门徒。
You may already be tired of me saying make disciples.
你可能已经听多了我说做门徒。
But after all, that's the burden.
但是呢，这是我的负担。
But what is a disciple?
什么是门徒呢？
In the Greek, a disciple is a learner.
在希腊文中讲到 门徒的时候是一个学生。
Now, when we think of a learner, what do we think about?
我们讲到学生的时候，我们想到什么呢？
We think of learning a subject.
我们常常想到是一个学一个
like in college,
像在大学里面
or learning a trade,
或者是学一门手艺
or learning a business,
或者是学习做生意。
But making a disciple is not like that at all.
但是呢，做门徒不是像这样。
It's learning a person.
而是要来学一位。
It's learning about the Lord Jesus Christ.
是学主耶稣基督。
It is a singular focus.
是一个的这样的一个重点。
We have made the Christian life activities.
我们常常把基督徒的生活作为一些的活动。
We have made the Christian life just service.
我们常常把这些圣徒的生活当成是一些的服事。
But it seems to me the Christian life is first of all learning Christ.
但是呢，基督徒正常的生活是要学习基督。
Matthew 11,
马太福音十一章
verses 28 and 30, I think give us a sense of what a disciple is.
二十八到三十节讲到
Come to me. They remember, that's what the Lord said to Peter.Come, follow me.
这里是讲到我这里来，就像主当初对彼得所讲的。
Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This is the first call to believe.
这是主对于我们相信他的第一个呼召。
We are so burdened with guilt and sin.
我们被罪和这些的重压压着我们。
That when we come to the Lord Jesus,
当我们来到主的面前，
the first thing we experience is rest.
第一个我们所经历的就是我们能够得安息。
That heavy burden of sin is gone away.
那个罪的重担就消失。
I don't know about you, but I still remember the day I was saved.
我不知道你怎样，我仍然记得我当初得救的时候。
I was a college student.
我那个时候还是一个大学生。
On break in my last semester.
在最后一个学期。
And I had a notorious reputation at school.
我那时候的那个名声不好。
I don't know if I should even say it. I don't glory in it at all. What a shame. I had a terrible foul mouth.
我那个时候的生活实在是不检点。
And I was number one in my class.
我是实在是不。
And I don't know what he said, but it doesn't matter. And so I was the first one to go get a job interview.
我是第一个去面试的。
And I did go for a job interview.
我确实是去面试。
And when I went for that job interview,The man told me I couldn't work for him.
我去面试的时候，那个人就说你不能够给我工作。
Because my hair was too long.
我的头发太长了。
You would never think that now with a bald spot in my head.
你看到我现在秃头，所以你也想象不到我当时的。
The strange thing is I was already working for that company in another group, but I couldn't work for the company. Is what he told me.
但是呢，他们因为我这个情形呢，就
Well, with my bad reputation, word got around that I cursed out this man.
我那个时候实在是有不好的名声，我出来就对骂他。
Thankfully, it wasn't true.
感谢主。
I was called before the dean of the school the next morning.
我第二天呢，早晨呢就被我们院长叫去。
And I was almost kicked out of college.
我差点就被开除出出学校。
It was a dark day.
那时候是很黑暗。
It didn't matter the standing in the class.
不在乎那个怎样。
But I was full of the burden of sin.
我实在是被罪所重压。
And during that period, I remember something happened.
那个时候呢，我就记得发生了事情。
I was called to a meeting.
我被去叫到一个会议当中。
And when I was called to the meeting, the gospel was preached.
在那个会中呢，就福音就传给了我。
And it was made alive to me. I remember it to this day.
那个就使得我呢有一个非常真实的感受。
And they made an altar call.
那时候呢就呼召。
I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't know what an altar call was.
我没有在基督徒的家庭中长大，所以我也不知道什么叫做这个大家呼召。
But I went up and knelt down before the altar.
但是呢，我那时候就答应了，我就到前面跪在前面。
And the Holy Spirit came upon me.
圣灵就浇灌我。
I remember it to this day.
我现在仍然清楚记得。
And a brother came and laid his hand upon me.
有个弟兄呢就。
And he said, "Can I pray for you?"
这个弟兄就说我要为你祷告。
And he prayed for me.
他为我祷告。
And the burden of sin was lifted.
那个罪的重压就消失。
I remember it to this day.
我仍然记得很清楚。
I went home rejoicing.And singing and praising God.
我回家的时候就大唱大声唱着赞美神。
I was like the lame beggar by the gate beautiful.
我是像那个美门里的那个乞丐一样。
The Lord relieved my burden of sin.
主就把我罪的重压拿去。
That is what Matthew 11:28 means.
这是马太福音二十。28节
But then he goes on from there.
但是这又继续这样讲。
Verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you."
29节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。
And learn of me.
学我的样式。
For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
I believe this second part is the call of the disciple.
我相信第二部分呢是讲到门徒的呼召。
Learn of me.
学我的样式。
Don't learn about things.
不要学一些事情。
A disciple is to be a learner.
这个门徒就是一个学生。
A learner of the Lord Jesus.
是学主样式的学生。
We have lost the sense in our modern society of apprenticeship.
我们当现在的社会呢，我们失去了什么做叫做学生。
You know, the old days, we used to learn as apprentices.
在过去的时候，我们常常讲到是学徒的。
You would go and you would live with the master.
就是要找那个那些专家呢，住在一起做学徒。
You wouldn't just learn the master's trade.
你不只是学习这个师傅的这个手艺。
You would learn the way the master thinks.
你要学习师傅怎样想的。
You would learn the master's ways.
他的一些生活方式。
You wouldn't maybe even be allowed to touch a tool in the beginning.
你开始的时候你就没有办法来拿这些师傅的一些的工具。
You would serve the master.
你要首先来侍奉这个师傅。
You would watch the master.
你要来观察你的师傅。
And you would take in who the master is.
你要来学习这个师傅。
And in the end,
在最后的时候,
you became like the master.
你就会像你的师父。
This is the secret of discipleship.
这就是门徒的秘诀。
We press people too quickly into service.
我们常常来使人来服侍呢，太快了。
Learn of me.
学我的样式。
This is what a disciple is to be.
这是做门徒是什么意思。
You remember the story of those in Antioch.
你有没有记得在安提阿教会?
They were first called Christians in Antioch.
第一次门徒成为基督徒是在安提阿教会开始。
Now, if you look at that verse carefully, it doesn't just say that.
你要仔细读那个经文呢，它不只是这样讲。
It says the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
他是讲到门徒在安提阿是第一次开始叫做基督徒。
When they looked upon these people in these Christians in Antioch,
当人看到在安提阿的这些这些的信徒们，
the world said they look like the master.
他们这个世界就说这些人实在是像主。
They talk like the master.
他们说起话来也像主。
They love like the master.
他们做爱起来也是像主耶稣。
They live like the master.
他们生活方式都是像主耶稣。
They were disciples indeed.
他们就是那些真正做门徒的。
This is what it means to be a disciple.
这就是做门徒的意义。
I love this verses in Matthew 10, verse 24 and 25.
我很喜欢在马太福音十章二十四、二十五节。
I believe this is the clearest word about discipleship.
这里讲到门徒是最清楚的。
It says the disciple is not above his teacher, nor the bondman above his lord.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
It is sufficient, or the King James Version says, it is enough for the disciple that he should become as his teacher and the bondman as his lord.
第二十五节，学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。
Brothers and sisters, that's the making process.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一个成为门徒的过程。
That's the end of it.
这就是要最终要达到的。
We're to be like him.
是要像主一样。
I think you remember that burden I shared last time I was here.
我想你们还记得我上次来到当中的时候我的负担。
From Romans 8, 28 and 29.
是在罗马书第八章二十八、二十九节。
It says, because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son.So that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
那里讲到呢，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
This is the mission.
这就是我们的使命。
This is the end of the mission.
这是使命的最终。
Do we understand the mission?
我们知不知道这个使命
？Go make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
The ending command in the singular mission.
这是我们的最终的一个独一的一个使命。
Now let's look at the Maker.
我们再来看这个造物主。
When it comes to making disciples, you need to understand who the Maker is.
当我们讲到做主的门徒的时候，我们要明白谁在做。
Now, this must be a little confusing to you, like it was me.
你可能觉得有点像我一样有点混淆。
Because the Lord says, "Go therefore and make disciples."
主说呢，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
As if we're the ones that are making disciples.
好像是讲到我们是要去使人做主的门徒。
But then he said to Peter, he said, I will make you.
但是呢，主对彼得说呢，是我要使你成为。
Now here's what clears it up.
这是怎么回事呢？
We have the privilege of joining with the Lord Jesus in his work.
我们有这样的一个特权可以和主一同同工
so that he through us can make disciples unto himself.
他可以借着我们使万民做他的门徒。
Now let me try to explain this with an illustration.
我来做一个比方，使你们好明白。
Some people call the book of Acts the Acts of the Apostles.
有些人就讲到这个《使徒行传》呢，是这些。使徒的行传。
That's not a good explanation of the book of Acts.
对于使徒行传这本书呢，这个名字不见得是好的。
The book of Acts should actually be called the Acts of the Lord Jesus through the apostles.
更准确的是讲到使徒行传这本书应该是讲到是主耶稣基督借着这些使徒的所行的事情。
Now do you understand the difference?
你知道这个区别在哪里吗？
The writer of the book of Acts understood the difference.
当然写《使徒行传》的 作者是明白这一点。
Because in Acts chapter 1 verse 1, Luke said this.
因为在使徒行传第一章第一节，路加是这样讲的。
Well, let's turn to it.
我们一起翻到使徒行传第一章。
I composed the first discourse, O Theophilus, concerning all the things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
第一节，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Did you notice that ending phrase?
你们看到这个讲到这这里
，All the things the Lord began both to do and to teach
是讲到论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训。
So the explanation of the book of Acts is the Lord Jesus continuing to do and to teach through His body.
所以使徒行传最好的解释就是耶稣基督借着这些他的身体这些教会。继续来行来做。
This is how we can reconcile the Great Commission with the promise that He will make.
这我们就可以理解这个大使命和他所给我们的应许。
He is the maker alone.
他是使做人做门徒的那一个作者。
He's the only one that can transform us and conform us to His image.
主是那唯一的一位可以使我们改变啊，能够像他。
You know, we have a phrase that we use called self-made man.
我们有一个词呢，是讲到自己所自己做成的。
A lot of people are self-made men.
就是自己自学成才。
That includes ladies as well.
有些女人也是自学成才。
Through hard work and effort of their own.They make themselves into something they were not before.
通过努力，通过艰苦的奋斗，他成为他们以前所不是的。
It's a phrase of praise.
是一个好像有点自我夸奖的一个词。
I remember my wife's grandfather.
我的
Linda's grandfather.
我的太太的，我的妻子的，他的祖父。
He was truly a self-made man.
他是一个自学成才的。
He had a sixth grade education.
他是有四个方面的学问。
I don't know what they said, but it sounded good to me. He had little education.
他没有教育。
And yet he built a tremendous company in the state of Virginia and other states.
但是呢，他却在弗吉尼亚州那地区呢，有一个非常成功的一个公司。
He was a huge success.
他是非常成功的。
A true self-made man.
他是自己成才的。
But you know something?
你知道什么
？No disciple can say they're a self-made man.
但是没有一个门徒可以说我。
Only as we understand the Maker that makes us.
我们唯有能知道造我们的这一位。
Will we know what it means to be a disciple?
才我们真正明白什么叫做门徒。
He is the maker.
主是我们成为门徒的那一位。
Throughout the Bible, we can see He's the maker.
在整本圣经中，我们都看到他使我们成为门徒。
In the introduction to Genesis, we can see He's the maker.
在创世纪一开始，我们知道他就是那个造物
主。You know, it says, and God saw everything that He made, and it was very good.
主这里讲到呢，神看他所造的这一切，就非常满意。
Look at Psalm 95, verse 6.
在诗篇第95篇第六节。
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before God, our Maker.
第六节说，来吧，来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
Brothers and sisters, not only do we need to understand the mission,
我们不仅要明白我们的使命，
but we need to put ourselves in the hands of the Maker.
而是我们应该把我们自己交在这个位。
This is the secret to discipleship.
这是门徒的秘诀。
Isaiah the prophet warned in chapter 45, verse 9. Isaiah 45 verse 9.
以赛亚书 45章第9节.
Woe to him that strives against his maker.
或在那与造他的主争论的.
And then he said in 54 verse 5.
54章第.
For thy maker is thy husband.
因为造你的是你的丈夫.
This is the key to understanding all of the scriptures.
这是我们要明白所有圣经的一个秘诀.
From the beginning of Genesis.
从创世纪开始.
To the end of Revelation.
到最后的启示录.
He has a special name.
他有一个特别的名字.
And that special name is He is the Maker.
就是他是那位造物主.
Oh, how we need to understand this.
我们实在是需要明白这一点.
Lest we think we're the Maker.
我们就不会想到我们自己,
lest we think we can be self-made,
我们就不会想到我们自己可以做成。
I remember back in 1970,
我记得在1970年代的时候,
I was saved in the charismatic movement,
我是在一个运动当中, 得救。
And there was a movement called the discipleship movement,
有一个呢是做门徒的一个运动。
And it had some understanding, but it went way off base.
是有一点的，是有些理解, 但是呢, 它有点失去控制。
And what we would do was every person had to have another person over them to answer to.
就是讲到每一个人呢, 都要有一个, 做他领导的。
It was human accountability on steroids.
就是人的一个 职责呢,
I remember we used to tell people who they could marry and where they needed to go to school, and always, you know, they had to come and answer if you were their one to disciple them, and you were responsible for discipling them.
那时候就讲到有一个若是一个人做你的这个领导的，他就会负责你一切的事情。
Thank God he delivered us from that.
我们感谢主呢，主让我们过了。
No man can make you a disciple.
没有人使我们可以成为。
You have to answer to the Lord alone.
你只有直接对主负责。
He alone is the maker.
主他自己是那个。
I remember something our brother Stephen Kong said to us one time.
我记得有一次江弟兄给我们讲到。
It is profound wisdom.
是非常的有智慧。
He said we can confirm and correct, but we must never direct.
他是说的，我们可以来证实或者是来纠正，但是我们永远也不能够来指挥。
Only He is the Maker.
只有神是那位使我们成为的那一位。
What encouragement that is!
是何等大的这样的激励。
Last time I was with you, I shared from Jeremiah 18.
在上一次我们讲到在耶利米书第十八章。
Verses 1 through 4.
是第一到第四节。
Let me read that again.
我们再一次读到。
The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made was marred as clay in the hand of the potter. And he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
耶利米书18章第1节, 耶和华的话临到耶利米说, 你起来下到窑匠的家里去, 我在那里要使你听我的话, 我就下到窑匠的家里去, 正与他转轮做器皿, 窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了, 他又用这泥另做别的器皿, 窑匠看怎样好, 就怎样做。
This is such an encouragement.
这是何等对我们有极大的激励。
This is the understanding of what God was doing in Israel.
这是对于以色列神在以色列当中所行的一个很好的理解。
He was making a work on the wheel.
他是在讲到转轮做器皿。
On the potter's wheel.
是在轮子上这窑匠做器皿。
This is the secret of the church.
这是教会的秘诀。
He is making a work upon the wheel.
就是神在 这个轮上, 器皿上,
this is the secret of discipleship.
这也是我们做门徒的秘诀。
He is making a work upon the wheel.
他是在轮上做器皿。
Now it says something in this story.
这里面讲到一个故事。
As he was making that work of Israel,
在他在来制作以色列的时候
，the clay marred in his hand.
这个就做坏了。
And it failed.
就器皿就做坏了。
Now we would think he would throw away the clay.
我们会想这个会把它扔掉。
Find better clay.
再找一个更好的这样的窑土。
Find clay that was more malleable.
就找一些更好的这些泥可以有可以塑造。
More workable.
可以更好的工作的。
That would respond to his touch and his call.
可以找这些泥呢，使这个窑匠可以容易做成。
But God does an amazing thing in the story.
但是神在这个故事中呢，讲的
非常的奇妙。It says he remakes the clay.
他说他又另做别的器皿。
As it seemed good to the potter to make.
就是窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。
That's the story of the Apostle Peter.
这就是彼得。
The Apostle Peter marred in his hand.
使徒彼得就在神的手中做坏了。
He had a flaw.
他有缺点。
You remember the Lord Jesus told them how he would go and be crucified and died and rise upon the third day?
你记得主耶稣讲到他要死在十字架上受死，然后三天复活。
That the shepherd would be smitten and the sheep would be scattered.
那些牧人就被击打而四散。
You remember when the Lord told him that story?
你记得主在给彼得讲这个时候。
And it was Peter that spoke up so quickly.
那时候彼得就马上说话。
And he said, though the rest deny you, I'll never deny you.
他就说其他人可以否认你，但是我不会。
Even to death.
甚至致死。
You remember those words?
你记得这些话?
Quite a bold testimony.
实在是很很有胆量。
The Lord said to Peter, he said, before the cock shall crow, you shall deny me.
但是呢，主对彼得说呢，在鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
He marred his hand.
彼得实在在主的手中做坏了。
Did the Lord Jesus throw him away?
有没有主有没有把他扔到一边不管？
Did he say I must find someone else to make a disciple?
主有没有说我在找别人来做门徒？
But when the Lord was risen from the dead,
当主复活的时候，
he said this in Luke.
他在路加福音这样
讲。He said, "Go and tell the apostles and Peter."
他那里讲到呢，去给这些使徒们和彼得讲我已经复活。
This is the glory of that story.
这实在是一个有荣耀的故事。
We may have many flaws.
我们可能有很多的缺点。
His promise to make us is sure.
他是应许要把我们。
Praise the Lord for that.
我们感谢我们的主。
This is the encouragement of this story.
这是对我们的勉励。
Now, let's look at the man.
我们来看一下那位。
You know, it's amazing to me, Peter is the illustration of discipleship.
对我来讲，彼得是那么好的一个例子来说明什么是门徒。
In some ways, and I don't want to be too dramatic here, but I can't think of a worse choice.
我是讲到这个主这样选择的时候，实在是一个最坏的选择。
We would think the Lord would choose better material to begin with.
我们会想到主应该找更好的材料来做他的门徒。
But I think the glory of it is this.
我想到荣耀，主的神的荣耀是在这儿。
According to 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27,
第一章的26到27节。
Let me read you these verses.
我们一起来读。
For consider your calling, brethren,that there are not many wise according to the flesh, not many powerful, not many high-born, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world that he might put to shame the strong things.
哥罗前书第一章二十六节，弟兄们呐。可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫那智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。 神也拣选了世上卑微的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
Isn't this Peter?
这是不是彼得呢？
The weak things?
这是那些软弱的。
The foolish things?
是愚蠢的。
He's an ordinary man.
他是非常平常的。
He called fishermen.
他是一些渔夫而已。
He called tax collector.
他是主也呼召那些税吏。
There wasn't a more despised position in all of Israel than a tax collector.
主呼召的这些税吏是在以色列中最不受尊重的。
Things haven't changed much over time.
但是呢，这些主做事的原则没有改变。
The thing about Peter.Is he doesn't have naturally what it takes.
对于彼得来说呢，就是彼得他天然中没有做门徒的材料。
We think we have to have what it takes.
我们常常想到我们需要拥有一些。
But the glory of this issue of making a disciple.
但是这个里面的神的荣耀。
Is the Lord chooses the most ordinary.
是主要用那些最寻常
的 the least qualified,
最不有资格的
those without the right stuff,
没有那些材料的
to demonstrate his glory,
来显示他的荣耀
that he can take the weak things of this world,
他可以用这些世上的软弱的
and transform them by his glory,
用他的荣耀来
and he can take the ordinary things of this world,
用这个世上非常寻常的
and he can make them extraordinary,
能够做成不寻常的
This is what it means to be made a disciple.
这就是做门徒的。
This ought to encourage you and me more than anything else.
这应该对我们有个最大的勉励。
When we think of being a disciple, we think we don't have the right stuff.
我们想到我们要做门徒，我们讲到我们自己没有资格。
Neither did Peter.
我们也没有。
But this is the man God chose.
但这呢就是。彼得就是这样被神所选择。
I remember years ago there was a novel and a movie called The Right Stuff.
我记得很多年以前有一个小说也做成了一个电影。
I don't know if any of you remember that.
是讲到呢是有好的材料。
But it was about the early U.S. space travel. That's what it was about. The Right Stuff.
这个好的材料就是讲到。在美国的航天史中的一段的历史。
And in early U.S. manned space flight, they found the very best test pilots they could find.
那个时期呢，就是讲到的美国的航空的历史中，他们找到了最好的材料。
And they transformed them into those superior astronauts.
他就把这些的人呢，做成了非常。超自然的这些的宇宙宇航人。
This is different than what the Lord does.
这是和神做的完全不一
样。He doesn't choose the best.
他没有找那些最好的。
Look who he chooses.
他找了谁呢？
But yet he does extraordinary things.
但是他最终呢做成了
寻常的事。He takes the ordinary and he transforms it to the extraordinary.
他用非常寻常的人做成不寻常的。
I think that's the story of the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
那这也是讲到在这个迦拿的婚宴中的事。
You remember the story when the Lord was at that wedding at Cana of Galilee?
是讲到加利利的那个迦拿的婚宴。
What did he do?
他做什么了？
He took the ordinary water and he transformed it into the extraordinary.
主就把那个非常寻常的水变成了非常不寻常的酒。
As a matter of fact, when the feast master tasted the wine that was made from the water, he said, "This is the best wine."
那就讲到了那个管宴席的，当尝到这个水变成的酒，他说这是最好的酒。
Most people don't save the best to last.
没有人把最好的酒留到最后。
But the Lord had a secret.
但是主呢有一个秘诀。
And that secret is the same as in making disciples.
这个秘诀是主做门徒的秘诀的一样的。
He takes the ordinary.
他用最寻常的。
And he transforms it to the extraordinary.
他把它变成不寻常的。
This is the burden, the overall burden that is upon my heart.
这是我里面总的一个这样的负担。
I hope in the days ahead we'll begin to see something of the Lord's heart in making disciples.
我想在接下来的几堂我们会更清楚地明白在神心意中我们如何做门徒。
Now, I don't think being made a disciple by any means is easy.
我认为不认为做门徒是个容易的事。
If you look at this man, he has many dealings.
我们看到神对我们有很多的管教。
There's much reducing and many dealings.
有很多让我们自己减少有很多的这样的管教。
This is all part of the making process.
这都是制造我们的过程。
Now let me try to illustrate.
我们来做一点的比较。
I am a structural engineer.
我是一个结构工程师。
I have spent a career designing steel buildings.
我就是来设计这些用钢筋水泥做建筑。
Now steel comes from iron ore.
这个钢呢是从铁中炼出。
Right out of the earth, iron ore.
是用这个铁矿石做成钢筋。
And iron ore in its natural state is full of impurities.
在这个矿石中呢有很多的杂质。
I hope you're starting to see where this illustration is going.
你可能就知道这个比喻是怎样的。
Peter in his natural state is full of flaws.
彼得在他自己的天然中有很多的缺陷。
But then you take that iron ore and you put it in the furnace.
你把这个铁矿石放在这个炉中。
And when you heat it in the furnace,
在这个炼钢的炉中，在加热的时候
，You begin to burn off the impurity，
把所有的这些杂质呢都被烧掉了。
And then you take and you force through pressure through the rollers，
你用这个一些的加压的一些的器皿，把它这个炉中加压。
And you make that steel into what it is to be，
就把这个铁呢换就做成了钢。
So that in the end,
从在最后的时候
it may be strong and useful.
就是非常的强壮，也非常的有用。
Many dealings.
非常多的这样的训练。
Much reducing.
很多的是我们自己减少。
In the end,
在最后
great usefulness.
大有用处。
This is what it means to be made a disciple.
这就是讲到
I only have one question as I end.
这就是讲到做门徒。
Are you willing to be that man?
我的问题就是你想不想做那一位？
Do you think for a moment because you don't have the right stuff you're disqualified?
你有没有想到我自己没有什么不是好材料，我没有资格？
Are you willing to answer the call to be a disciple?
你愿不愿意来答应主的呼召做门徒？
This is the burden that's on my heart.
这是我心里的负担。
All we have to do is say one thing.
我们所要做的只有一件事。
Yes, Lord.
就是主啊，我愿意。
I'm willing.
我愿意。
Mold me and make me.
制造我使我。
Don't let me go.
不要让我轻易逃脱。
Constrain me by the love of God.
用你的爱来激励我。
Arrest me for your purpose.
把我抓住为了你自己的目的。
And make me into your image.
把我变成你自己的形象。
This is what it means to be made a disciple.
这就是做门徒的意义。
I hope you understand the mission.
我相信我希望你能够知道这个我们的使命。
It's to make disciples of all nations.
就是使万民做主的门徒。
I hope you understand that He alone is the one that can make us.
我希望你能知道，只有主能够做成这样的工。
Thank God, in that initial call to Peter, He said, "I will make you."
感谢主，在主呼召彼得的时候，他说我要使你得人如得鱼。
And do you see the man who God calls?
你有没有看到这些主所呼召的
？Not the perfect man.
不是完全的人。
Full of flaws.
有很多的缺点
，ordinary，
非常的平常。
In the end, made extraordinary，
在最终的时候，主把他们做成不寻常的。
When we read the book of Acts, we see a different Peter, don't we？
当我们读到《使徒行传》的时候，我们就看到彼得是完全改变
，a transformed servant，
是被完全改变的这样的一位神的仆人
，greatly used，
被主大大使用。
This is the making of the disciple.
这就是做成主的门徒。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just come to you and bow down.
主，我们来到你面前来俯伏。
We ask you to take what we cannot say.
我们来求你把我们自己说不出来的。
And make it real to us.
能讲，让我们能够成为真实的，能经历这一切。
Lord, we ask you to move upon us by that Spirit.
主，我们求你用你的灵来感动我们。
That we too would answer the call to discipleship.
我们也可以来答应主，你让我们做门徒的呼召。
Lord, we know this is on your heart.
主，我们知道这是在你的心中。
You told us to go and make disciples of all nations.
你告诉我们要使万民做你的门徒。
We pray that we will be of that number.
我们祷告，我们也成为那门徒其中的。
For we offer ourselves to you in the name. Of Jesus.
我们借着你的名，把我们自己完全交在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.